Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God is saying for the church, this is the time to rise up and build. Rise up and build in this hour. In the face of the enemy, ladies and gentlemen, let us take our position and say to the enemy, you have no right, you have no authority over this house.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
We pray this study in the book of Nehemiah has been a blessing to you. Let's continue with Pastor Rogers as he takes us back into this message series. This is a study from the book of Nehemiah, Rebuild, Part 3.
So Nehemiah, on your paper, waited to share the vision to the appropriate people at the appropriate time. That's a critical thing for us to understand, because not everybody that you share the vision with needs to hear it. Not everybody's going to get on board. You're going to see that more here tonight. And so Nehemiah rides around. He sees what's going on. He sees that the city is laid waste in verse 17. And in verse 18, he says, then, after I surveyed everything, after I got the scope of the magnitude of the work, it didn't scare him because he had the purpose of God inside of his heart. He said, then I told them of the hand of my God, the anointing of God, which was good upon me. Not only that, but I had the king's word that he had spoken with the letter in his hand of authorization to rebuild this city. Now listen, Nehemiah challenged the people to remove the disgrace by rising up and rebuilding. Now this is critical, because there have been two other groups of people that had already come back to Jerusalem from Babylonian captivity, and they had attempted to rebuild the temple, and they did. And Ezra came back with the word of God, and he spoke the word of God, but the hearts of the people were still beat down. They were still surrounded by enemies, as Nehemiah will show us here in a moment. They were still in such a state of lethargy, and some said, we don't want to have anything to do with church, with rebuilding the walls anymore. We don't want to be involved in any of that. We are ready to just get on and go on with our lives. This whole thing has depressed us, and Nehemiah says, well, what's going on is an absolute disgrace for the church doors to continue to be closed. It's a disgrace for us to let people drive by our churches and by the Jerusalem walls and see it beat down and the ministry not happening. He said, it's time for us to rise up and build. So on your paper, Nehemiah then motivates the Jewish people to rebuild by testifying of the hand of God's anointing upon him, and by the letter of authorization that he got from the king. That's a big deal right there. And I just came to tell you here tonight that there are many people, and this is such a parallel of where we are today. There are many pastors that some churches have opened, some of them have not. Whatever your level of faith is, I talked to somebody today that is in more of an area where there's been a greater outbreak going on. Use wisdom, use common sense. But at the end of the day, you have the hand of the Lord and the authorization of the book and the letter that is coming from the king. And before you listen to those that are in authority, and before you consult with people that are going to bring fear into your life, you better consult with God and hear the word of the Lord to do what God has called you to do. God did not call you to go to that church only to shutter the doors and sit there and keep doing the way we've been doing it online. That building has been established as a place where the church gathers together as one to lift up the name of the Lord. And now more than ever before, let us rise up from the disgraced place that the church has been in. Even tonight, with the burning of this church, with others, I saw the headlines earlier today. In certain states, they're calling for the churches to shut down again because there's been the grouping of people come together and a few folks have gotten the COVID. I understand using wisdom. We're going to use wisdom here. But ladies and gentlemen, if all the years of preaching faith and this church behind this pulpit and the word of God, where is our faith? I believe this is a fulfillment of the scripture where the Bible says, when Jesus comes again, will he find faith in the earth? This is critical for us, because either this faith that we've been singing about and preaching about and praying about all these years has brought us to this moment where we use it, or otherwise everything we've been singing, preaching, praying about is for absolute naught. It's all been a show. We are made more than conquerors, the Bible said, through Christ Jesus who loved us. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So when vision and leadership start coming through Nehemiah, listen to what the people did. When they heard a visionary in Nehemiah begin to speak about the anointing and the authorization, they strengthened their hands for the good work. Hallelujah. The ministry of the church happens 24/7 during the week, not just on Sunday. It's not just a weekend thing. And we're probably going to find out a lot of stuff this coming weekend, because it's Memorial Weekend, and it's the first weekend, three-day weekend, since we've been in the middle of this coronavirus now and shut down churches. I want you to know something, my friend. My soul loves to gather with the people of God. And there will be no boat. There will be no activity. There will be no celebration of anything that's more important than getting me and my family together and being in the house of God, socially distant but spiritually connected. Can you say amen to that out there? So the book of Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 19 says that these two characters, Sanballat and Tobiah, show up. And this is amazing when you read it. It's amazing. Listen to this. I'm going to read it to you from the NIV. Listen to this. But when Sanballat, the Horonite, and Tobiah, the Ammonite official, and Geshem, the Arab, heard about it, they mocked and ridiculed us. They mocked and ridiculed Nehemiah and said, "What is this you're doing?" they asked. "Are you rebelling against the king?" Look at the accusation. Hear me. There's a prominent lawyer right now who has just written a book, and this is what the title is. It's titled "Guilty by Accusation." We're living in a time when people are made guilty simply by the accusation, and here's the problem. People that are not listening to God, that are listening to the accusation, make decisions and get offended and are already begin to make decisions because they're listening to somebody who doesn't know, who does not know what they're talking about. These guys brought accusation against Nehemiah, but when you know the truth shall make you free. It may take a little while for that truth to come out, but don't you worry. Come on, somebody. You're seeing it from the top of the government all the way through society right now, where people, all they got to do is throw an accusation at you, and the next thing you know, people that are not spiritually connected to God will listen to it and make a decision. Next thing you know, they'll drag them and their family and 10 others into a place of outside of the blessing and the hand of the Lord upon their life. Verse 29 or verse 20 says, "And I answered them." This is Nehemiah. He said, "The God of heaven will give us success. He and his servants will start, we and his servants will start rebuilding. But as for you, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, you have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or any historic right to it." In other words, you have no legal or spiritual claim to this city. We are Jews and you are Samaritans. You have no right. Now these guys, get this. This is where the parallel comes into the whole thing. Because right now, I heard just earlier today that our governor, Governor DeSantis here in Florida, was attacked by the fear-mongering media about the numbers. And everybody wants to know about the numbers and all that's going on. And then there's other governors that are making decisions that are so foolish and dictatorial that they're seeing the results of their decisions blow up in their face. These three guys were governors of different regions around the city of Jerusalem that did did not want the Jews to rebuild. They did not want to see, can I put it in the plain language? They were governors of other states who did not want those other states' governors to authorize the church to open its doors up and let people come in, because if they start doing it in Florida, they're going to want to do it in Alabama and in Georgia and Tennessee. But I came to tell you right now, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I'll hear you from prayer from heaven. I'll come down and I'll heal your land. God is saying for the church, this is the time to rise up and build. Don't be a disgrace anymore. Don't be a place that's burned out and locked up. Rise up and build in this hour in the face of the enemy, ladies and gentlemen. Let us take our position and say to the enemy, you have no right, you have no memorial, you have no authority over this house. You're not going to tell me when you can and when you can't. I'll make the decision for that, because this is still a country of freedom, and we're up underneath a constitution. And ladies and gentlemen, the greatest constitution we're under is up underneath the word of God, which is the authorization of the king. My God, I wish I had a church full of people here tonight. Listen now, the opposition, write it down, the opposition to the vision of God and Nehemiah was immediate after they heard of the intentions to rebuild Jerusalem. Look at this church that's been burned down, burned to the ground. There's nothing left, just because they wanted to come together. I want you to understand something. We've done all the due diligence that we can, okay? And those of you that were here Sunday, you know, we've got 6-foot distancing. We got hand sanitizer. We got Clorox wipes. We got things in the air to purify the air. We got everything and anything you could possibly imagine to be able to make it safe. But at some point, ladies and gentlemen, you have to say within your own spirit, I am not going to let the enemy keep me from rebuilding what God said that I could have. Listen, folks. Nehemiah's arrival in the land was not welcomed by everybody present. And so as a result, the enemy was angry because Nehemiah was come at the welfare and the well-being of the Jewish people to rise up and rebuild the city of Jerusalem. I stood amongst those rocks that Nehemiah used to build the city of Jerusalem just a few months ago. They're still there. It's still there. I said it's still there. You didn't hear what I said. It's a living memorial. I said it's a living memorial and a testimony of the fact that when the enemy comes and tries to do everything he can, when he comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. In these two individuals, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, these three individuals, when you do something right, you can rest assured that not everybody's going to be pleased. Not everybody's going to get on the parade. Not everybody's going to be happy about opening the doors of the church or rebuilding Jerusalem. Nehemiah, he was trying to prepare the people for that. He had prayed, he had already sought, and thank God there was a leader in Nehemiah that speaks to us tonight of the fact that we are to take the position of leadership, because somewhere, there's got to be somebody that says, we can't sit here. You look in the book of Kings, I believe it is, where there are four lepers that are on the outside of Samaria with famine all around their life. And here they are, four lepers, and said, we can't go in the city because the enemy's in the city, and if we stay out here, we're going to die. And they came to the conclusion, live or die, we got to eat. And so they rose up in their leprosy and went in. Now listen, boy, I feel like preaching now. When they got up and started walking towards the city, the Bible says that God stuck a microphone down at their feet. I'm just paraphrasing, and amplified the action of these four. Listen, They're probably one of them might only had one leg. Come on, he's hopping on the other. There may have been only four legs walking down there. They might have been carrying, but whatever that it was, it sounded like a massive army to the enemies that were inside of the city. Whenever you take a step of faith, God's going to amplify that and go before you and make a way where there seems to be no way. He's waiting on us.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.